This is Legacy Chatterbox number 100 for December 2023, narrated by Wendy Henson. For your convenience, each heading is marked with a new track. Contents. Track 1, Opening Announcement. Track 2, This Table of Contents. Track 3, From the Editor. Track 4, President's Message. Track 5, CEO Update. Track 6, Social News. Track 7, Alyssa Medu, Legacy Junior. Track 8, Melissa Atwill, Family Beneficiary. Track 9, Health and Safety. Track 10, Memorial to Sharon. Track 11, Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. Track 12, Legacy Badge Week. Track 13, Legacy Golf Days and Awards. Track 14, Legacy Village History. Track 15, Carolyn's Open Garden. Track 16, A Visit to Government House. Track 17, BOMAS Bombers, SMC. Track 18, Spectacular Gardening. Track 19, Chris O'Malley's Trip. Track 20, Tribute to the Survivors. Track 21, Where It All Began. Track 22, Book Review. Track 23, Kathy's Kitchen. Track 24, Widows Clubs. Track 25, From Our Readers. Track 26, Vale. Track 27, The Lighter Side of Life. Track 28, Marketing and Nuisance Calls. Track 29, Continuing Our Legacy of Care. Track 30, Chatterbox on Audio CD. Track 31, Advertisements. Track 32, Contact Details. Track 33, Publishing and Copyright Statement. Track 34, Closing Announcement. From the Editor. Welcome to our 100th issue of Chatterbox, a very special souvenir edition. In this issue, we have a pictorial walk around of our 59-year-old Brisbane Water Legacy Village and Gardens. We have a very special tribute to Sharon Groom, who will always remain in our hearts and memories. The Legacy Torch Relay is covered with a pictorial review of the participants and special guests celebrating 100 years of legacy. We cover Legacy Badge Week with fundraising stores at Bunnings, Dan Murphy's and Westfield's Tuggera. Other interesting articles are Carolyn Nunn's Open Garden, Chris O'Malley's Overseas Trip, A Visit to Government House Sydney by Pam Morton, A Tribute to the Survivors by Bob Keating. All our regular features are included in this 100th issue, where four extra colour pages have been added to enhance the edition. Finally, in tribute to Max Davis, our former editor, who I know, if he was still with us today, would be very proud of seeing the 100th edition of Chatterbox published. Legatee David Ferry, editor. President's Message. Welcome to this very special issue of Chatterbox. As I write, I reflect on the fact that 2023 brings with it not one, but two very important centenaries. The first is the celebration of 100 years of legacy in Australia, and the second is the 100th edition of Chatterbox magazine, both representing many decades of voluntary work, 10 for the former and over 3 for the latter. I'm sure you will all agree that these two milestones are quite remarkable, and we should take pride in the achievements of each of these institutions, both of which I expect will continue to prosper long into the future, as will our club. We are indeed fortunate to be part of a legacy club that remains financially strong, continues to attract high-quality legatees, and is supported by a team of competent, capable, and dedicated staff. Together, these three factors remain the key drivers of our club's continuing success in delivering services to our beneficiaries. In that regard, the significant contributions to legacy in general and to our club in particular by legatee Tony Morton and by Peter Lawley, our Chief Executive Officer, were publicly acknowledged, with each being awarded the Order of Australia Medal, OAM, in the June 2023 King's Birthday Honours List. Returning to the theme of remembrance, while many of our club members were in Canberra for events held to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the proclamation of the end of Australia's involvement in the Vietnam War, I was privileged to represent our club at a commemoration held at Etalong on the 20th of August. And again, as many are aware, sadly, Sharon Groom, one of our wonderful long-standing staff members, passed away on the 25th of August. Her funeral service, which was held at Green Point on the 1st of September, was very well attended by her family, a wide circle of friends, colleagues, and many of our legatees. The village redevelopment project continues, but given the combination of continuing escalation in building costs and very disappointing responses to our request for expressions of interest for the sale of Lot 2 of the village, we are now considering the way ahead. We will advise all concerned of the options open to the club later this year. Regardless of the outcome of those deliberations, everyone should note that the ability to provide both emergency and affordable housing for beneficiaries in need will remain an immutable core objective and capability of our club. In that context, I am pleased to report the 2023 Legacy Conference and Legacy Australia Annual General Meeting, which were held in Melbourne from the 13th to the 15th of October, were a great success. The conference and annual general meeting recommitted the organisation to keeping the promise embedded in its charter of service to the dependents of those who served their country. The objectives of the conference were to ensure that Legacy remains one of Australia's oldest and most trusted charities, and that we continue to support the families of those who gave their life or health for their country. Finally, I would like to finish by remembering Legatee Max Davis, a past president of our club and editor of Chatterbox from April 2009, edition number 56, to November 2022, edition number 97, who passed away earlier this year. I have no doubt that Max, were he here, would be over the moon about the 100th edition. Legatee Patrick Gallagher, CSC, President. CEO Update. It was with great sadness in August 2023 we lost our beloved colleague Sharon Groom. Sharon had been a significant member of Brisbane Water, New South Wales, legacy staff since September 2009 and was a most empathetic and caring individual to not only our legacy beneficiaries but also her colleagues, friends and family. Our staff have rallied around Sharon's beloved husband, Peter, who, during Sharon's illness, comforted and cared for Sharon in such a wonderful, loving way. Peter's strength during this time was an absolute credit to the wonderful, caring husband Peter is. Our hearts and thoughts go out to all those who knew Sharon, in particular the Groom family. May Sharon rest in peace. As mentioned in the President's report, due to factors beyond our control, which in the main is the increasing costs of materials and labour, the financial capacity for Brisbane Water New South Wales Legacy to progress the redevelopment of the Legacy Village has required a review of how we continue to provide accommodation for our current Legacy and Veterans residents, but also long-term options for others who may face accommodation struggles. In the next couple of months, details will be provided on our plans, but we have guaranteed our current legacy beneficiaries, veterans and legatee residents long-term accommodation support in a similar location as the Legacy Village. The non-legacy residents, private rental, were provided with information 2 years ago of the need to find alternative accommodation, and this has not changed. Legacy staff have been providing information and support on these residents' relocations. The decision by the board and members of this club not to proceed with the redevelopment was based on sound business decision-making and long-term planning to ensure Legacy on the Central Coast has the resources to provide support long-term for our beneficiaries. In closing, I would like to wish all a Merry Christmas and Happy and Healthy New Year. I would like to thank all legatees and staff for their support for what has been an emotionally challenging 2023. Peter Lawley, OAM, Chief Executive Officer. Social news. Welfare team report. Here we are fast approaching the end of 2023, and as we look back on the year that was, we hope you've had some wonderful times that you will cherish, times that make you smile, things that will forever hold a place in your hearts. Although, of course, not all memories are as treasurable as we had hoped, and life has its way of putting us through hard times in a hope to make us come together and really appreciate what we have. It's these things that make you stop, think and realise that it's okay to lean on each other and reach out when times are tough. A strong friendship can help heal thinking habits and improve how the brain functions, helping gain clarity into a situation, building up mental resilience, and encouraging each other to face and overcome what is causing distress. As Legacy commemorates its centenary this year, the welfare team come together to reflect on countless moments that we have had with our Legacy beneficiaries and the milestones that have been achieved. We celebrate 100 years of Legacy with gratitude and the honour to be able to be part of such a wonderful organisation. Welfare team. Tookley Social Club. Our July outing to Murray's Beach Cafe was a lovely day out, with a delightful lunch in picturesque surroundings. At our July meeting, Hazel offered to organise the club Christmas lunch, which will be held in lieu of our December 4th meeting. At our August meeting, Hazel advised that a booking had been made at the Tookley Golf Club for our Christmas lunch. Michael advised that the Legacy Torch Relay had been a success on Saturday the 15th of July. We were also advised that there must be at least 10 people on our bus. Any less, and the trip will have to be cancelled. Our bus trip to Rookwood Memorial Gardens, with Colin driving and two helpful legatees, Nigel and Bill, went very well. First stop was Mount Kohler for coffee, and then on to the Memorial Gardens, which is a beautiful remembrance area built especially for service personnel no longer with us. With the help of detailed books at the entrance, Bill and Nigel guided the ladies in the right direction to find names on plaques on brick walls surrounded by lawns, flowers, and a water feature cascading through the centre of the gardens. It was decided to have lunch at a nearby cafe, and on the way home a quick stop at Heather Bray for pies to enjoy later. At our September meeting, Michael advised that any monies raised at our meetings, as agreed, would go towards our Christmas lunch. Any shortfall outstanding amount would be covered by Legacy, with the exception of drinks. There is no charge for our Christmas lunch. Our trip on the Palm Beach Ferry was very successful. It was a lovely day, though a bit breezy. We had lunch at the RSL at Palm Beach, and the food was extremely good. We have a mystery trip to look forward to in October, which is exciting. There is no meeting in October due to public holiday. Rosemary Social Club. Our monthly meeting for the Rosemary Club is held at the ARY Club in Tookley on the second Tuesday of each month at 10:15 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to offer support and fellowship to war widows, and it is always a pleasure to meet new ladies and include them in our many and varied activities. Our Gosford ladies are able to attend this by courtesy of our Legacy bus driven by Chris. After all business is attended to, we usually have a few rounds of bingo with great anticipation for a win. Our very enjoyable outings have been well attended and appreciated. In August, we went to Maitland, and in September, we visited and lunched at the Galston Club after our stop off at Swain's Nursery. Our outing for October is on the 25th, and we are off to the Riding for the Disabled, which I'm sure will be very interesting. We will then, as usual, find an interesting place to lunch together. When planning these outings, a lot of thought goes to safety, which for ladies of our age is so important. It has been a tough year for a few of our ladies with one thing and another, but the knowledge that we have Legacy care is very comforting. And as we approach the end of the year, I would like to once again thank Brisbane Water Legacy for their ongoing help and support. Wattle Social Club. A very cheery hello to all our Chatterbox readers. Here we are on the countdown to Christmas in this, our last issue for 2023, hoping your year has been a happy and healthy one. Here at BW Legacy Gosford, we are all enjoying our bus outings, with Colin filling in while our regular driver Chris has taken a well-earned break. Last month, we had a visit to Hunter Valley Gardens and the Elephant Gift Shop at Currumbong, which has a really lovely collection of knick-knacks. Kathy and David having been doing a great job as our bingo organisers. Not to mention the 100-year centenary of Legacy's service to our veterans and their families. The Centenary Torch Relay was a fantastic event, with many people lining the streets of Gosford to cheer on the torch bearers. The torch originated in Pozieres, France, travelling 50,000 kilometres to Australia. There was a lot of media coverage for this truly great event. Gosford Legacy provided a lovely luncheon for the torchbearers, their families and members of the armed forces. The torchbearers in Australia raised an incredible amount of money through donations from their families, friends and communities. On a sad note, we lost our lovely Sharon Groom, and our sincerest sympathy and thoughts go to her husband Peter and her family and her fellow work colleagues and BW Legacy legatees. Sharon will be missed by all those she met and helped. Sunflower Social Club, formerly known as Woi Woi Etalong Widows. How is it Christmas time already? Time flies when we are meeting twice a month and enjoying our regular bus outings. Lately, we have had the pleasure in visiting Mangrove Golf Club, Murray's Beach Cafe, High Tide Cafe, Brooklyn, and taken a ride on the ferry down to Palm Beach. We have had some amazing guest speakers and entertainers attend our meetings, such as the Rural Fire Services, occupational therapists, exercise physiologists, Etalong Primary School Choir, Etalong Community Choir. We have celebrated Christmas in July morning tea, filled with fun games and prizes. On the days we don't have a guest speaker, we have thoroughly enjoyed a competitive game of bingo and have extra time to have a chat and catch up over a tea or coffee. The Sunflower Group would love to wish you and your families a very safe and happy Christmas and New Year. The Entrance Long Jetty Social Club. It has been a lovely couple of months since the last issue of Chatterbox. We have kept ourselves quite busy. Many of us attended the Christmas in July lunch at Diggers at the Entrance and thoroughly enjoyed the day. We are still meeting once a month and usually have about 12 members attending. We have been playing bingo and catching up over a tea or coffee. We have been on many outings on the Legacy Bus, Wangi Wangi Workers, Rookwood Garden of Remembrance, Murray's Beach Cafe and East Maitland Bowling Club. The Entrance Long Jetty Widows Club is so grateful to have access to the Legacy Bus. These outings give us something to look forward to. Social Bus Report. Well, hello again. It's time for some news and happenings on board our Legacy Bus. First off, a big thank you to Cole, who looked after everyone while I was away. I believe things went very smoothly, and Cole really enjoyed taking you lovely ladies out and about. I also heard on the grapevine that Cole made lots of stops at McDonald's too. He just loves those burgers. Seriously, thanks, Cole. While I was away, I heard the outings were varied and enjoyable with pretty good weather, which makes all the difference. I believe Wangi Wangi Workers Club and those magnificent views over Lake Macquarie was a most popular destination. They always look after Legacy so well, and that's why our ladies love going back. Mangrove Mountain Golf Club is another venue with magnificent views. Whilst only a small dining room, they have an extensive menu which suits all tastes. Shelley Beach Golf Club was also very popular, with its majestic outlook over the blue Pacific, and the staff there are fantastic. Our Palm Beach trip went so very well. Lovely weather saw us sailing from Patonga this time for a change. Once again, the weather was kind to us and the day was so enjoyable for all. We've also been to High Tide Cafe at Brooklyn, where the ladies witnessed a container being loaded onto the back of a truck. It was quite interesting to see how it was done, and the grin on the driver's face when he got a round of applause after he finished from the Legacy ladies was priceless. Murray's Beach Cafe was again a very popular location, as one sits high above Lake Macquarie amongst native gums and wildflowers while enjoying one's lunch. It's a most beautiful spot, and everyone loves it there. It's the serenity. Thank you again to all our fantastic legatees who give up their time to accompany our ladies and keep them safe. I am truly in awe of you and the sacrifice you make for our beneficiaries. If you have never been on one of our bus trips, now is the time to start. I can guarantee you will really enjoy your day out and front up for more next time. Please ring the office, speak to one of our welfare officers, or attend your club meeting to find out how. P.S. I accidentally took the cat's medicine last night. Don't ask me. Ow. Chris. Are you having trouble attending widows' clubs because of mobility or transport reasons? Call the Legacy office on 4323 4977 for assistance. Widows Social Club Meetings. Sunflower Club meets at Etalong Beach Diggers Club on the first and third Friday of each month at 10 a.m. with a monthly social outing on the third Wednesday of each month. The Entrance Long Jetty Widows Club meet at Diggers at the Entrance on the third Monday of each month at 10 a.m, and a monthly social outing is the first Tuesday of each month. Tookley Widows Club meets at the Aree, Tookley, on the first Monday of each month at 10 a.m. with a social outing on the third Thursday of each month. Wattle Club meets at Erina Leagues Club on the first and third Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. with a social outing on the fourth Friday of each month. Rosemary Widows Club meet at the Aree, Tookley, on the second Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. with the social outing on the fourth Wednesday of the month. For further information about our social clubs, please call 4323 4977. Alyssa Medew, Legacy Junior. Introducing Alyssa, Junior Beneficiary of Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy Club since 2021. Alyssa will be completing her final year of schooling at ET Secondary College in 2024. During her time at the college, Alyssa's grades and overall well-being have improved immensely, placing 10th in history and general improvement across all subjects. ET Secondary College is a smaller school that caters to Alyssa's needs at a more personal level, unlike mainstream school. Alyssa is an inspirational young lady, always striving to achieve her best, despite her ongoing battle with depression and anxiety. A recent formal diagnosis of autism level 2 has provided some relief, knowing she will receive the relevant support required to better manage her day-to-day life. Alyssa finds comfort in wearing the sunflower lanyard when travelling unaccompanied, which is a symbol of hidden disabilities. During 2023, Alyssa decided to embark on her Duke of Edinburgh journey and will continue at her own pace to work throughout 2024, completing all the tasks and components as required. Alyssa is enjoying the process, learning new skills such as guitar lessons, plus hiking and ice skating, which is also a great way to keep fit and maintain social interactions. Alyssa felt honoured to participate in the Centenary Torch Relay to commemorate Legacy's service to our veterans' families. Alyssa appreciated the support from her family, legatees, and staff of BWLC. Alyssa recalled noticing all the people who lined the streets of Gosford to cheer the torchbearers on throughout the event. Following the relay, BWLC provided a lovely luncheon in the hall for the torchbearers, their families, and members of the armed forces. A very special day for Alyssa and her family. Alyssa is currently learning to drive with the assistance of her mother Tanya and the funding provided by BWLC for professional driving lessons. Alyssa has already completed 40 hours of driving towards her goal of obtaining her provisional license. Looking beyond 2024 and following the completion of her HSC, Alyssa hopes to enrol in a sign language course and eventually take up an apprenticeship in hairdressing. Melissa Atwill, Family Beneficiary. Introducing Melissa, beneficiary of our legacy family since 2014. Melissa has lived on the Central Coast in her own home for the last 10 years, previously living in Sydney. Melissa enjoys the picturesque lifestyle the Central Coast has to offer. Melissa is an animal lover, with a special interest in her pet Siamese fighting fish named Billy Blue, due to his vibrant blue colour. Melissa enjoys spending her spare time visiting local cafes, catching up for a chat over a coffee or nice lunch. Melissa is always interested in meeting new people and socialising with other like-minded women to support each other throughout daily life, including the challenges of suffering a debilitating mental illness. Melissa is a great listener and believes social interaction is very important for her mental health. Melissa receives support through her NDIS funding and is so grateful for the ongoing support of her legacy family. However, says every day is different. Some days, simple daily tasks such as food prep or household chores or even getting out of the house are a real struggle. Therefore, her support system is highly important just to maintain some kind of normality. Melissa is a lovely, kind-hearted lady who genuinely cares for people and is doing her best to live and maintain a happy life despite her ongoing daily struggles. Health and safety. Wills, enduring power of attorneys, enduring guardianships, living wills and estate information. Key documents every person should consider. Never underestimate the importance of having a will. Planning for your loved one's future should be a priority, regardless of age, status, or ethnicity. A will appoints the people you choose to administer your estate and allows you to specify how your assets will be distributed following your death, according to your wishes. Wills should be changed when your circumstances change, for example, when you marry, have children, when you divorce or separate, and your financial position or family members' circumstances change. There may be misconceptions among the reasons that people refrain from making a will, but when someone dies without a will, it is called intestacy, and the distribution of assets then takes place according to state or territory laws. Having a will in place can save a family the hassles of going through this situation. One misconception is that people think wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life. Not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. Another is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all your assets. That's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation. Obviously, though, if you die intestate without making a will, it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the law says about who gets your assets and your estate. Did you know that 48% of Australians today have no will, 25% of parents have no will, and 26% of those worth over $1.5 million in assets have no will? An enduring power of attorney. An enduring power of attorney allows you to name a person to look after your financial affairs and to act on your behalf if you are going on an overseas trip, if you suffer a major accident or serious illness, or go missing. An enduring power of attorney allows the person of your choice to manage your affairs in your absence or when you are not capable to do so. An enduring guardianship. An enduring guardianship allows you to name a person to look after your health and lifestyle decisions when you are not capable of doing so. The enduring guardian can make decisions for you, for example, where you live, the care and services you should receive, and provide consent for your medical care. An enduring guardianship is important so that the people you trust make health and lifestyle decisions on your behalf. A living will. A living will, advanced care directive, allows you to inform your loved ones and medical carers left to make decisions about your medical treatment and care when you are not capable of doing so. Please note this document is not legally binding in New South Wales. However, it is a clear indication of your wishes to decision makers. A living will is important so that your care is guided by your instructions. Estate information. Asset protection. Your assets, when inherited by your beneficiaries via your will, become the property of those beneficiaries in their name. A testamentary trust, created through a will, would allow a trust to hold those assets on behalf of your beneficiaries. These structures can be tax efficient for your beneficiaries, can provide protection for beneficiaries with disabilities, either physical, mental, and/or addictive, and can be used to protect beneficiaries from poor relationship choices. Superannuation. Superannuation assets do not automatically get included in your estate and the distributions you have outlined in your will. You should check with your super fund as to the rules concerning a binding death nomination. You may have to confirm your nomination every so often, for example, every 3 years. Often you can nominate your estate to the fund, which will then follow your instructions as laid out in your will. Family provision claim. Your will is your document to distribute your assets to your loved one. However, the law seeks to give some redress to those who feel excluded or feel insufficiently provided for. Planning for this eventuality requires careful attention to the circumstances when one of the eligible classes of person are not going to be included among the beneficiaries. Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy Club, is fortunate to have a long-standing association with a local law firm, Kent Law, on a Tuesday and by appointment with our office, Principal Ivan Kent will offer his time at Legacy Village Administration at 10 a.m. to assist with any legal matters or concern. Kent Law can prepare wills amongst our Legacy family members free of charge and offer reduced fees for both guardianships and powers of attorney at currently $220, including GST. Should a living will be included with other documents, the living will is also free. Otherwise, cost is $165, including GST. Private appointment times at their office may be considered should it be otherwise necessary. While there's a rising trend in Australia for online and do-it-yourself kits, getting legal advice is considered a safer option. Kent Law can draft these documents to meet your individual circumstances and explain all aspects as required. They can also discuss your needs to assess the benefits of a testamentary trust in your individual circumstances and work with your accountant or financial advisor to structure your estate and superannuation. A checklist of important documents to keep with your will: power of attorney and enduring guardian, a copy of your birth certificate and any marriage certificate, a copy of any divorce orders, a copy of your pet registration and vet details, a copy of your funeral plan, a copy of your utility accounts, details of any subscription or direct debit payments made from your account, details of any government payments, details of all assets owned by you, details of all liabilities, loans, a certified copy of your most recent superannuation binding death nomination, a copy of your current insurance policies, a copy of any trust deed, your social media, phone and computer login details. If applicable, confirmation from your doctor of your capacity to prepare your will, documents, etc. Advanced care directive, any previous will, power of attorney, enduring guardianship and their revocations. Food for thought. W.O. Parsons. Legal appointments available to all enrolled beneficiaries at Legacy Village, 51-57 Masons Parade, Point Frederick, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Please phone the Legacy Office on 4323 4977. Memorial to Sharon. Remember Me by Margaret Mead. To the living, I am gone. To the sorrowful, I will never return. To the angry, I was cheated. But to the happy, I am at peace. And to the faithful, I have never left. I cannot be seen, but I can be heard. So as you stand upon a shore, gazing at a beautiful sea, remember me. As you look in awe at a mighty forest and its grand majesty, remember me. As you look upon a flower and admire its simplicity, remember me. Remember me in your heart, your thoughts, your memories of the times we loved, the times we cried, the times we fought, the times we laughed. For if you always think of me, I will never be gone. Legacy Centenary Torch Relay. The day of the Central Coast segment of the Legacy Torch Relay had arrived. The weather was fine and pleasant. Perfect Events, Legacy Torch Relay Marketing Company, had set up a briefing session in the Legacy Hall where everybody gathered. A combined Australian Defence Forces band and staff were present as everybody listened to the briefing, resplendent in their new Legacy Torch Relay uniforms. Prior to the day, and after much consulting with Perfect Events and the Legacy CEO Peter Lawley, it was decided to cut down the distance of the Torch Relay course to make it easier and safer for the participants. The course was divided into easy-to-walk segments, starting from the Legacy Hall, crossing Masons Parade to the Gosford Swimming Pool, then down past the Gosford Sailing Club, then returning via the waterfront walkway to the Brian McGowan Bridge. After walking under the bridge to Graham Park, they would cross Dane Drive and walk along to the Gosford Memorial Cenotaph, cross Mann Street, and walk back along the footpath to the Legacy Hall. Legatees would supervise the torchbearers along the route. With the torch relay very successfully completed, speeches were made by attending dignitaries, and the torch used in the relay was presented to our Brisbane Water Legacy President, Patrick Gallagher, CSC. Everybody then retired to the Legacy Hall for lunch and beverages provided by the Legacy staff, entertained by the Combined Australian Defence Force Band. It was a day full of memories for all who participated. Legatee David Ferry. All of the Brisbane Water Legacy Club beneficiaries who were torchbearers felt very privileged and honoured to be chosen to participate in the once-in-a-lifetime event. They were Ruth Bates, Diane Blackburn, Ruth Condon, Mary Fleming, Sue Hartis, Thelma Pope, Melita Vitnell and Pat Young. Also, Brisbane Water's Legacy's family beneficiary Lynn Makepeace and junior Alyssa Medjew, who walked alongside our legatees, past and present presidents and CEOs of LA Inc. and Brisbane Water New South Wales Legacy. It was very moving for all who participated and for those who came along and witnessed the event. Legacy Badge Week. A successful day at Tuggerah Shopping Centre. Legatees Karen Dryden, Stephen Bailey, Peter Tobin and David Ferry held a successful fundraising day at the Tuggerah Shopping Centre on Sunday the 27th of August with the very enthusiastic help of the Erina Army Cadet Unit. The cadets were well supervised by their officers and NCOs and were immaculately dressed in their uniforms, which we feel impressed the shoppers. Over $4,000 was raised for Brisbane Water Legacy on the day. We have presented a certificate of appreciation to the Erina Army Cadet Unit Commander, Captain Richard Douglas, and we'll be looking forward to their help again in 2024. Legacy Golf Days and Awards. Harry Moore Memorial Golf Day. On Sunday, the 10th of September 23, the Tookley Legacy Torchbearer Ladies organised the 2023 Harry Moore Memorial Golf Day. It was attended by legatees Bob Lowry, Karen Dryden and David Ferry. Sue Hartis reported that $1,650 was donated from local businesses for prizes and $1,550 was donated to Legacy. Sue said the day was well patronised by the local golfers and the weather was superb. Bob Lowry awarded the prizes to the winners. Tookley's Ladies Legacy Golf Day. Tookley's Ladies Legacy Golf Day has been run by Tookley Torchbearers for over 30 years. This year being Torchbearers' 100th year, the chief at the Tookley Golf Club made a special cake to thank Legacy for 100 years. It was beautiful. One of our torchbearers was given a number of crystal dishes by Maggie Thomas, one of which we gave to the Tookley Ladies Golf, and they had it mounted to use as a trophy for competition. It looks beautiful. Thanks to our hard-working ladies who are Marilyn Middleton, Nita Newell, Wilma Pisani, Sue Hartis, Ruth Condon, Ruby Treneman and Lynn Kenny. Sue Hartis. Legatee Rex Ward. Legatee Patrick Gallagher, Club President, presenting a certificate of service and appreciation to Legatee Rex Ward on his retirement from the Board of Directors at the annual general meeting on the 19th of September 2023. Rex served as a director for 3 years from April 2021 until September 2023. He was also a member of the Scholarship Committee and will continue to serve in that capacity following his retirement from the board. Well done, Rex. Legacy Village History. My association with Brisbane Water Legacy goes back many years when my father was a legatee. Dad was an active member of Legacy, looking after several Legacy wards, which my family became close friends with over the years. One of Dad's Legacy tasks was to help raise money for Legacy, particularly to help build the new Legacy Retirement Village at Mason's Parade, Point Frederick. Every week, he ran the Legacy Housey game at the entrance with the help of two other legatees, Bill Johnson and Stephen Gribble, who were local businessmen. With the fundraising help of all the legatees, soon the Legacy Retirement Village began to take shape on a magnificent block of land at Point Frederick overlooking Brisbane Water. The village started with a series of small units, an administration building and a function hall and kitchen. The village quickly expanded with larger unit two-storey accommodation wings, expanded laundry facilities and development of an extensive garden populated with a variety of flowers, shrubs, hedges and trees. Very sadly, at our Legacy September 2023 monthly meeting, the Board of Directors and members decided that the redevelopment of the Legacy Village is no longer financially viable and will therefore not be proceeding. Refer to CEO report for future plans. In our 100th issue of Chatterbox, this sad situation has prompted me to create an historical pictorial record of the village and surrounding gardens and trees as they stand today. I have had the great help from our village maintenance officer, Colin Bullard, who has steadfastly maintained the village and gardens over the years. As we walked around the village, Colin named the many interesting plants and trees on the lawns and in the gardens: rose plants, agapanthus, bottlebrush, azaleas, frangipanis, geraniums, grevilleas, hydrangeas, gardenias, lavender, red tip photinia, buxus conifers, amaryllis pigface, jasmine, moraea, liriope grass, blue fescue, camphor laurel trees, white cedar tree, Aleppo pines. Legatee David Ferry. Carolyn's Open Garden. Carolyn's September Open Garden, supporting Brisbane Water legacy. Legatee Carolyn Nunn and her partner Bill opened their beautiful garden and house, situated on the picturesque Wyong River, for inspection in September. The Tookley torchbearers provided a wonderful morning tea on the day as part of the fundraising for Brisbane Water legacy. Legatee David Ferry. A visit to Government House. We recently attended an investiture at Government House. It was my husband's. Most of you know him as Tony, a legatee with Brisbane Water legacy. We set off early for a 10 a.m. function. There are two investitures a day until all recipients have received the most recent awards. These were the King's Birthday Honours announced on the 12th of June 2023, which was also Tony's birthday. The organisation was efficient, first arriving to be checked off and given our entree cards. There were many staff on duty to open doors, give directions and generally keep us in order. For the investitures, the room was full of chairs with an aisle down the middle. The recipients exited from a side door, walking around to an entry near the front of the ballroom. Each was announced by a Master of Ceremonies, then proceeded to Her Excellency the Honourable Margaret Beasley, ACKC, Governor of New South Wales, to receive their awards. Time was spent speaking with each one. At the conclusion of the ceremony, we all assembled on the veranda or in the gardens for refreshments. Her Excellency then moved among the crowd and posed for photos if requested. There were 29 recipients at the ceremony we attended. The time passed quickly as each recipient had an interesting history which had led to them being honoured. We then made our way home after a very exciting and enjoyable day. Pam Morton. BOMAS, pronounced Bombers, SMC. Bikers for Legacy. The Bombers, Bikers of Military Ancestry and Service, is a social motorcycle club based on the Central Coast, New South Wales. We're about riding motorcycles, having fun and socialising, remembering our fallen servicemen, servicewomen, supporting veterans and their families by raising funds for Brisbane Water New South Wales legacy. We have regular scheduled rides and social events throughout the year, including Rock for Legacy, our mid-year concert, and the Central Coast Ride for Legacy, our public ride each November. All proceeds from these events, along with other funds raised, go towards supplying Christmas hampers for the needy families of our military veterans here on the Central Coast. The club started in January of 2023 and has grown to 10 very committed and passionate members. We have monthly meetings at Urimba RSL, where we discuss our fundraising activities, set event dates and brainstorm new ideas. After a very successful concert in July, Rock for Legacy, we were excited to host our first major ride event, Ride for Legacy, on the 19th of November this year. The ride started at Heatherbrae Pies in Urimba and finished at Urimba RSL, where there were raffles, prizes, games, and the drawing of the Remembrance Guitar Raffle. This was to be the final event for 2023, and we had a big turnout. We thank all those people who have supported us and our veterans over the last year and look forward to continuing our efforts in helping our veterans' families for many years to come. Ty Coates, Pipes, President, Bombers, Bikers for Legacy. Spectacular Gardening. I've always found that when it comes to gardening, you've either got it or you don't. It certainly is a skill that can be learnt, but for those of us that have green blood in our veins, the principles of gardening generally come naturally. It's all about nurture and the desire to grow things. Of course, we can join a club or college to further educate ourselves on the finer skills of some types of gardening, where folks break away from general planting and care to specialised fields and types of plants that become their focus, such as roses, orchids, natives, vegetables, etc. In fact, I've helped many people upon retirement begin such a journey, especially men who have worked all their life and now find plenty of time to indulge in successfully growing things. It fills a wonderful void, full of accomplishment, when you plant a tiny seed or seedling and end up with a beautiful piece of fruit or veg, or some incredibly spectacular flowering plant like dahlias and gladioli, which were commonly grown by men. I'm all for the spectacular, even though I've grown my fair share of fruit and veg, which is extremely rewarding and usually intrigues most visitors to the garden. But the spectacular, now that's a whole nother gardening level up. When I was growing up, and still to this day, coming from a great gardening family, we always visited gardens and even knocked on someone's door to inquire about a rather spectacular plant in their garden. And the strange thing is, they are generally always eager to share their knowledge and cuttings to an admiring stranger. And it doesn't matter whether you even enjoy the act of gardening. Just about anyone can appreciate the wondrous sight of a garden in full and glorious flower. Spectacular. In my last large 1.5-acre garden, it was all about spectacular plantings for visual impact. If you've got the space, climbing roses definitely fit the bill when underplanted with other colourful companions, especially when you train some of the old varieties up trees, along fences and over arbours. I've just recently visited the Blue Mountains at rhododendron time. I can attest to the incredible visions of colour and flowers to behold, even along roadsides, with blossom trees, azaleas and rhodos underplanted with beautiful bulbs of the cooler regions. I'm sure many of you will agree if you've ever travelled to some of the world's most beautiful gardens like Monet's Garden in Giverny or Blossom Time in Japan, Bouchard Gardens in Canada and oh so many others, that it is the breathtaking colours and designs that separate a good garden from an awesome one. Impact with colour, although I generally use soft hues and my love of flowers, help me create a garden where I feel grounded and happy and surrounded by the colours that always attract me. Pinks, blues and purples, my happy colours. I know lots of people adore the bold, hot colours, especially men, who always choose red or orange over soft pinks and apricots when I worked in a nursery. These days I've got a tiny little garden, but I can assure you it is filled to the rafters with spectacular colour and is always a joy to share with visitors and friends. But most of all, it just makes me happy. Roz Bailey. Chris O'Malley's Trip. As some of you may know, my wife and I have just returned from 5 weeks in the UK, mostly London. However, we also visited Cardiff in Wales and Liverpool before getting a train back to London. We also had a quick trip over to Paris on the Eurostar train, which was quite amazing. Our two daughters also joined us for a period as well. One of the highlights was our special trip to Buckingham Palace, as described below. Our son Matt, who lives in London, has a footy friend, Kieran, who is a police officer and works in special protection, working with the palace and King Charles. He has been in his protection group for a few years now. Kieran was able to add us to the guest list for the special changing of the guard ceremony. We just thought we'd be placed somewhere special to the side, but no, we were escorted inside the front gates of the palace in front of thousands of people and were able to stand at the front of the palace for an hour watching the whole ceremony. You should have seen the faces on the people in the crowd as we were escorted past them all and straight through the gates. I said to my wife, "If the legacy ladies could see me now." Overall, it was a magnificent trip. However, coming home to Australia was even better. Tribute to the survivors. Robert Keating, 19th of the 2nd, 2020, remixed 3rd of the 10th, 2023. Hello, my name is Robert Keating, and I was inspired by a vision of current loss of lives by young men in Afghanistan recently. We hear so much about the losses, but not as much about the survivors. And so I put together this tribute to those men and women. Prologue. This is a fictional story, and it relates to one survivor of a war who lost his best mate in the trenches. He was able to return to the country town where he and his mate grew up together. His best mate's wife was delighted he could return and enjoy life with his family. It gave her a closeness to her lost husband, and for years she enjoyed with her own family the company of their family. She was a war widow connected with legacy, and both families were dedicated supporters of the legacy tradition. She became ill and noted her feelings about war losses and survivors by way of a message referred to legacy, and was asked that it be shared with other survivors via legacy after she died. The message. I rejoiced at the smiles when my mate's mate came home and his welcome with wide open arms, and the screams of delight from his children when I heard when they hugged him and showered him with charms. I was ever so pleased that he came back unscathed and wonderfully so much alive, because for me it was different as mine is still there, and he wasn't one meant to survive. They were very good mates from childhood, you see, and so close were never apart, and the sadness enclosed by the one who survived hurt me deeply as well in my heart. We shared joys together, his family and mine, with picnics and parties and shows, and with Legacy's help we were able to join in the friendship where fellowship grows. So keep all your memories of times in the war, for tragedy can certainly wane with the comfort and fellowship Legacy brings to the families of those who remain. So now I'm ready to join my best mate. I put sorrow behind with a rod. We'll meet again, as the lyrics profound, with my mate, thank you all and thank God. And to those who have served, to those who survived, let's appeal with a mighty applause. You're also the veterans who served without fear and thankfully survived the wars. Where it all began. Legacy Chatterbox. Legacy Bulletin of Brisbane Waters, New South Wales Legacy. Registered by Australia Post Publication Number NAW 1951. Inaugural Issue. Volume 1, Number 1. Season's Greetings. A Christmas overflowing with the best this season brings. Wishing you a new year too, that's bright in every way, with extra special happiness on each and every day. The President's Message. During this festive season, it is unlikely that I shall be able to meet and join with you in your celebrations. This is because the Repat are giving me a new hip as a Christmas present, and I will be in the Royal North Shore Hospital for the first half of December. My thoughts will be with you and with all the Legacy family. The future of Legacy has been a focal point of discussion for many years and was finally resolved at the National Conference of Legacy recently. The Legacy Foundation of New South Wales has been incorporated and will shortly be given a charter from our national body, which will enable our club to choose an auxiliary workforce, the members of which are members of the foundation, and will provide a repository for our assets if there are no legatees left to complete our task of caring for the widows and orphans of our departed comrades. Then, if there are no more wars and no more legacy widows at some time far into the future, our assets can benefit the local community. On the 75th anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli this year, one of our legatees, Bill Hall, accompanied the old veterans and some junior legacy wards on the pilgrimage to Gallipoli and brought them home safe and sound. 1990 also saw two of our junior legacy wards, Cameron, aged 14, and Simon, aged 15, tour North and South America, thanks to the kind generosity of John Waddell and his friends. Highlights included 80 kilometres of hiking in southern Chile, 2 days of hiking in Hawaii, and a visit to Iguazu Falls on the Brazil-Argentina border. They also stayed with private families in Chile and Argentina. In addition to John Waddell supervising, another supervisor of the tour was Jim Priest, who was on the 1985 Africa tour as a legacy ward himself. Jim is now a policeman and used his holidays to help with the 5 junior legacy wards on the tour. Legatees do not thank each other for their work, but I know that you would wish me to acknowledge the tireless devotion and effort that our legatees donate to the legacy year after year. They work quietly without reward, without publicity and often without thanks, despite their advancing years. I am very proud to be their president for this year. Rona, my wife, joins me in wishing all of you and your families a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stan Brown. The story behind this legacy chatterbox. It has seemed to me for some time that there ought to be some sort of communication between Legacy and its widows so that information can be disseminated on a somewhat regular basis and to try to bring more widows into contact with the widows' clubs. This newsletter is being sent to every widow enrolled with Brisbane Water New South Wales Legacy, currently in excess of 2,800 widows, and to the 100 legatee members of the Legacy Club. I have suggested to the Board of Management of the Legacy Club that there be three newsletters in 1991. An April issue would deal with Anzac Day and the Mother's Day arrangements being made by each Legacy Widows Club. An August issue, which would introduce the incoming president of Brisbane Water New South Wales Legacy Club, and it would also cover the arrangements for Legacy's Button Day appeal on the first Friday in September. A November issue would cover arrangements for next Christmas, 1991, Legacy Widows Luncheons, in lieu of the invitations as sent to every widow this year. I wish to place on record my appreciation of the very ready cooperation I received from each of the five Legacy Widows Clubs associated with Brisbane Water's New South Wales Legacy, and for the reports from each which have made this publication worthwhile. These Widows Clubs offer companionship, create friendships, and help to overcome loneliness. They help with welfare and visits to sick and lonely widows. Liaison legatees are present at club meetings, and this allows widows to discuss informally any problems which they have. Where appropriate, the legatee will take up their problems with the relative legacy committee. For the record, these legacies widows clubs are Gosford Legacy Widows Club meets at Legacy House, Gosford every Thursday. Contact Mrs. Inez Marker on 232039 for details. Tookley Legacy Widows Club meets at Legacy Hostel, Nora Head, on the first Monday of each month. Contact Mrs. Coral Gilkison on 921510 for details. The Entrance Long Jetty Legacy Widows Club meets at Tuggera Lakes Memorial Club, Long Jetty, on the first and third Mondays of each month. Contact Mrs. Ethel Martin on 322080 for details. Woi Woi Etalong Legacy Widows Club meets at Etalong Beach War Memorial Club, Etalong Beach, on the first and third Fridays of each month. Contact Mrs. Betty Johnson on 411608 for details. Gosford Legacy Junior Widows Club meets at Legacy House, Gosford, on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. Contact Mrs. Joyce Britt on 692075 for details. Having said all that, I acknowledge that the initial inspiration behind this publication was the September 1990, Volume 8, Number 3 issue of The Dragon, which is the official publication of the St. George Sutherland Division of Sydney Legacy, which is published quarterly, and the name Chatterbox, which I think is a beaut, came from the August 1990 issue of the bi-monthly magazine published by the Legacy Widows Club of the Parramatta Regional Division. Copies of both newsletters were made available to the scribes of the articles submitted by our five Legacy Widows Clubs. Legatee W.R. Rose, Publication Coordinator. Proposed Conference of Legacy Widows Clubs. The Board of Management of Brisbane Water New South Wales Legacy Club has requested me to organise a conference of representatives of the five Legacy Widows Clubs on the Central Coast. It has been suggested that such conference be held at Legacy House Gosford late in February 1991, after each club has had its February meeting. A possible date would be Monday, 25th of February 1991, commencing, say, at 11 a.m. My thoughts are that each club should have up to four representatives, including the president and secretary. Invitations to attend will also be extended to all Widows Club liaison legatees and the chairman of Welfare, Legal, Pensions, Legacy Village, Nursing Home and Hostel Committees. I will contact the president or, if I cannot make contact, the secretary of each club to check whether the suggested date is satisfactory. When the date has been determined, the legacy president will extend formal invitations to all concerned. A light lunch will be served and it is possible that there will be a keynote speaker. The conference will then have an informal discussion on all aspects of legacy welfare and of the widows' clubs generally. Legatee W.R. Rose. Gosford Legacy Widows Club. As this is the first edition of Chatterbox, a few details on how the clubs were founded. on the honour board hanging on the wall of Legacy Hall, BW Legacy Mothers Club was founded in 1952. Mrs. E. Grant was the first president. The club was organised by legatee Henry Austin Hutchinson, known by his friends as Hatch. Meetings were held firstly in RSL Hall in Mann Street, Gosford. Legacy House was first built where Market Town now stands. It was the second place for meetings, and today they take place at BW Legacy Hall, Masons Parade South, Gosford 2250. In 1986, it was decided to break the club to the different districts. Etalong Woi Woi Legacy Widows Club, the entrance Long Jetty Legacy Widows Club, Gosford Legacy Widows Club, Tookley Legacy Widows Club. This being a better idea as travelling became more of a hazard and the Legacy Widows numbers had grown. Gosford Legacy Widows Club office bearers 1990 to 1991. President, Mrs. Joan Jenkins. Senior Vice President, Mrs. Bertha Roswell. Senior Vice President, Mrs. Doreen Hayward. Secretary, Mrs. Inez Marker. Assistant Secretary, Mrs. Dulcie Lance. Treasurer, Mrs. Edna Anderson. Bowls Captain, Mrs. Ruth Windsor. Social Officer, Mrs. Evelyn Eaton. General Monthly Meeting, 3rd Thursday of the month, 10:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m. Social Meetings, every Thursday. Executive Meetings, 2nd Thursday after Social Day, 11 a.m. Club Activities, Indoor Bowls, Bingo, Tour, Daily Trips, Mother's Day and Christmas Dinners catered for each year. Book Review. The Weekend, Charlotte Wood. Three women in their 70s gather to clear out the beach house of their deceased friend Sylvie. They are Jude, a once famous restaurateur, Wendy, a writer who is becoming increasingly forgetful, and Adele, a struggling actor. They try to recall exactly why they have remained close all these years and wonder if they can survive without Sylvie to maintain the group's delicate equilibrium. An elderly dog, unwelcome guests, and too much wine collide and threatens to sweep away their friendship for good. Sharply observed and excruciatingly funny, a celebration of tenderness and friendship. Small Things Like These, Claire Keegan. It is 1985 in a small Irish town. During the weeks leading up to Christmas, Bill Furlong, a coal merchant and family man, prepares for his busiest season. Early one morning, while delivering an order to the local convent, Bill makes a discovery which forces him to confront both his past and the complicit silences of a town controlled by the church. This book takes just an hour or so to read, but you still feel like you know Bill Furlong by the end and understand why he does what he does. His tale of quiet heroism doesn't require any more words. The Secret Life of Sunflowers, Marta Molnar and Dana Martin. When Hollywood auctioneer Emsley Wilson finds her famous grandmother's diary while clearing out her New York home, the pages are full of surprises. The first surprise is the diary isn't her grandmother's. It belongs to Johanna Bonga, Vincent van Gogh's sister-in-law. Johanna inherited Vincent's paintings. They were all she had. They weren't worth anything. She was a young mother and widow in the 1800s with no means of supporting herself. She managed to introduce Vincent's legacy to the world. Madly, Deeply, The Diaries of Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman. Madly Deeply is a rare invitation into the mind of Alan Rickman, one of the most magnetic performers of our time. He performed in the Harry Potter films, Galaxy Quest, Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, and more. His air of dignity, sonorous voice, and the knowing wit he brought to each role continue to captivate audiences today. Reading the diaries is like listening to Rickman chatting to a close friend. Pamela Morton. Kathy's Kitchen. What can we do with leftover barbecued sausages? My simple solution is as follows. Olive oil, one chopped brown onion, Italian herbs, chili flakes, one tin crushed tomatoes, one teaspoon of sugar, leftover cooked sausages cut into pieces. Heat olive oil in a saucepan, stir in onion and garlic, and cook until softened. Add crushed tomatoes, chili flakes, Italian herbs, salt and pepper. Stir and cook until combined. Taste mixture, and if it tastes acidy, add a half to 1 teaspoon of sugar. Then add chopped sausages and simmer till the mixture thickens and the sausages absorb the juices. Grate with mashed potatoes and a green vegetable. Widows Clubs. Brisbane Waters New South Wales Legacy Club operates widows social clubs at a variety of locations across the Central Coast. Our social clubs provide an opportunity to our enrolled beneficiaries to get together for a social catch-up, have a cuppa and a bicky, discuss social events including regular bus trips, bingo days, morning teas, luncheons and other events that may interest our beneficiaries. Transport can be arranged for our beneficiaries to attend the meetings. Each meeting is attended by our legatee liaison officers and also one of our welfare officers. If you are interested in attending one of our widows clubs, please contact the Legacy Office on 1800 Legacy, 1800 534 229 or 4323 4977. I asked an elderly woman once what it was like to be old and to know that the majority of her life was now behind her. She told me that she has been the same age her entire life. She said the voice inside of her head had never aged. She has always just been the same girl, her mother's daughter. She had always wondered when she would grow up and be an old woman. She said she watched her body age and her faculties dull, but the person she is inside never got tired. She never aged. She never changed. Remember, our spirits are eternal. Our souls are forever. The next time you encounter an elderly person, look at them and know they are still a child, just as you are still a child, and children will always need love, attention, and purpose. From our readers. What an amazing day it has been. Many thanks to all that were involved to make it so special, and what a privilege to carry the torch. Brisbane Water Legacy excelled again by setting up the hall and providing an excellent lunch. Sincerely, TP. To Legatee David Harris, many thanks for your birthday card and wishes for my 97th birthday. Legacy never forgets. It was good to receive it on my return from a family visit to Sydney. My best wishes to you and all the wonderful folk at Legacy House. Regards, MT. Dear Peter, re Torchbearers Centenary Walk 2023. I am still feeling the excitement and pleasure of being chosen as one of the Central Coast's torchbearers and having the privilege of carrying the torch on such a special occasion. On behalf of our wonderful and active club, I thank you all for your very dedicated and happy team. Everyone was so attentive and so efficient with their duties and their welcoming on our special and momentous day, and I thank you all so much. I would like to express my gratitude and appreciation to you for this opportunity, as this has been one of the highlights of my life. Yours sincerely, MV. To dear Peter Lawley and all Legacy, thank you for your memorable day for Torch Relay. It was a privilege to be a participant. As usual, the moving service at Memorial at Legacy House was a wonderful finish. As usual, Legacy provided a very enjoyable refreshments and entertainment. Thank you all, RB. To the Legacy family, well, I made it. I am now officially 100 years old. Does that make me an antique or a relic? But this note is not really to ask a question, but to once more say thank you for the beautiful floral arrangement that was delivered by a lovely legatee lady. This gift helped make my birthday even more special. So thank you once again for the flowers and the kind thoughts behind the gift. My best wishes to you all for good health and happiness always. Yours sincerely, GW. To Legacy staff, many thanks for your kind invitation to the Christmas luncheon December the 1st, 2023. I know I told Michael I would come last month when he rang me. However, things have changed and I'm not getting too far at the moment. Hopefully things will change at the end of January next year. Sorry I'm unable to make it, and I hope it will be a great time for Legacy people. Thank you for your kind thoughts. BN. To Heather and Legacy staff, thank you for the birthday wishes and lovely card. M. To the Legacy ladies of Brisbane Waters, my special thanks for the lovely flowers on my 103rd birthday. Thank you, Karen, for your delivery. MB. Mother's Day was a wonderland of beauty and sunshine and a fairy tale venue. Congratulations and many thanks must go to the staff and helpers of Legacy for the magical decorations and venue this special day. Legacy gave it all to us this Mother's Day. Something very special to remember for a long time. The meal was great, the entertainment very special and romantic. We can all appreciate a little romance in our time of life. Even our four centenarians got quite a thrill out of our lovely day, as it made us all feel so special because it was given with love from Legacy. In return, our ladies would like to show our thanks and appreciation to you all for your hard work by saying thank you and we love you all. BC. Many thanks, Legatee Kathy Patterson, for the birthday card you sent for my birthday. It is lovely to be thought of by the legatees and staff, and I appreciate the time you all spend helping us. Thank you all. Kind regards, PK. To Brisbane Water Central Coast New South Wales Legacy, thank you very much for the nice birthday card which came yesterday. It was my first. Thank you for the thought. Yours sincerely, kind regards, PT. Vale. Beatrice Abrahams. Betty Beale. Valerie Beard. Margaret Burridge. Lorna Chapman. Lorna Chatfield. Norma Crane. Cynthia Crofts. Joan Edwards. Louise Evans. Edna Fowler. Patricia Fox. Norma Galea. Patricia Gray. Irene Greeley. Kathleen Greedy. Patricia Heathfield. Muriel Jenkins. Gwendolyn King. Joyce Lau. Shirley McMurtry, Neil Jamenka, Gladys Northey, Mary O'Donnell, Rita Packham, Hazel Robbins, Violet Smith, Eileen Stewart, Patricia Thomas, Eileen Tyson, Olga Watson, Violet Webb, Catherine Weir. Tread softly, for you walk on my dreams. The lighter side of life. An elderly man, whilst reversing his car, hits the car of the guy behind him in an expensive Ferrari sports car. Enraged, the guy and his bodyguard hop out of the car and confront the old man. "Look what you did to my car," he yells. "You're going to give me $10,000 right now or my bodyguard is going to beat you to a pulp." "Oh my," says the petrified old man. "I don't have that kind of money. Let me call my son. He trains dolphins and he'll definitely know what to do." "Dolphins?" the other driver shouts, while rolling his eyes and sleeves. The old man pulls out his mobile phone and dials, and just as the son answered, the irate man snatches the phone away from the old man. "So, you're a dolphin trainer, huh? Well, your old man here just rear-ended my Ferrari, and I want $10,000 right now or me and my bodyguard will beat your old man and even you to a pulp." "I'll be there in 10 minutes, says the voice calmly on the other end. Exactly 10 minutes later, a jeep pulls up and a guy hops out and proceeds to single-handedly beat the living daylights out of both the bully and his bodyguard, leaving them in a heap on the side of the road. When he's finished, he walks over to his father and says, "For the last time, Dad, I'm telling you that I train seals. Navy seals, not dolphins." A woman who had been married 3 times walked into a bridal shop one day and told the sales clerk that she was looking for a wedding gown for her 4th wedding. "Of course, madam," replied the sales clerk. "Exactly what type and colour dress are you looking for?" The bride-to-be said, "A long, frilly, white dress with a veil." The sales clerk hesitated a bit, then said, "Please don't take this the wrong way, but gowns of that nature are considered more appropriate for brides who are being married for the first time, for those who are a bit more innocent, if you know what I mean. Perhaps ivory or sky blue would be nice." "Well," replied the customer, a little peeved at the clerk's directness, "I can assure you that a white gown would be quite appropriate. Believe it or not, despite all my marriages, I remain as innocent as a first-time bride. You see, my first husband was so excited about our wedding, he died as we were checking into our honeymoon hotel. My second husband and I got into such a terrible fight in the limo on our way to our honeymoon hotel that we had that wedding annulled immediately and never spoke to each other again." "What about your 3rd husband? Asked the sales clerk. "That one was a politician," said the woman. "And every night for 4 years he just sat on the edge of the bed and told me how good it was going to be, but nothing ever happened." An elderly man had suffered from a serious hearing problem for several years. He consulted a doctor who was able to have him fitted with a hearing aid that allowed the gentleman to hear 100%. The man went back to the doctor a month later who said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must be really pleased that you can hear again." The gentleman replied, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet. I just sit around and listen to the conversations. I've changed my will 3 times. Morris, an 82-year-old man, went to the doctor for a physical. A few days later, the doctor saw Morris walking down the street with a gorgeous young woman on his arm. A couple of days later, the doctor spoke to Morris and said, "You're doing really well, aren't you?" Morris replied, "Just doing what you said, Doc. Get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "I didn't say that. I said, you've got a heart murmur. Be careful." Marketing and nuisance calls. If you feel you're getting too many marketing or nuisance calls, you can contact the Do Not Call Register on 1300 792 958 or go to donotcall.gov.au. Some organisations that have your consent or are exempt may still call you occasionally.
Continuing our legacy of care. There is a form provided in the print edition of Chatterbox. At the top of the form, there are two tick boxes if you would like information sent to you about how to help as a legacy volunteer or how to make a bequest to legacy. Underneath that, there is a space provided to write the dollar amount of your gift to the legacy family and tick boxes to indicate whether a cheque is enclosed or whether you would like legacy to debit your credit card. There is also a space for your credit card number and to indicate whether your card is Visa, Amex or MasterCard. You are then required to write the name on the card's expiry date, the CVN number, see note, your signature, your address and postcode, and your telephone number. All donations over $2 are tax deductible. Please return this coupon to Brisbane Water, New South Wales, Legacy, Post Office Box 4252, East Gosford, New South Wales, 2250. Note, the CVN number is the number that provides extra security for online payments. It's a 3-digit number on the back of Visa or MasterCard credit cards, or a 4-digit number on the back of an Amex card.
Chatterbox on audio CD. Many of our enrolled beneficiaries receive copies of Chatterbox on audio CD. If you are a sight-impaired enrolled beneficiary or know someone who is, you can access an audio edition via MP3 or audio CD. If you would like an audio version of Chatterbox, please contact the Legacy Office on 4323 4977. Advertisements. Legal appointments available to all enrolled beneficiaries at Legacy Village, 51 to 57 Masons Parade, Point Frederick, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Please phone the Legacy Office on 4323 4977. Crichton's Funeral Service, Greenway Chapel and Memorial Gardens, Palmdale Lawn Cemetery and Memorial Park. Caring for you and your loved ones since 1843. Lock in the price today with a prepaid memorial site and funeral plan. Ask us how on our 24/7 care line, 1300 130 955. Crichtonsfuneralservice.com.au. Contact details. Editorial Committee, Editor David Ferry, 0401 715184. Members, Mark Gattenhoff, David Harris. Legacy Executive, President, Patrick Gallagher, 0420 564 685. Vice President, Bob Lowry, 0407 911 390. Legacy Village, 51 to 57 Masons Parade, Point Frederick, phone 02 4323 4977. Fax 02 4323 4458. Email legacy@bwlegacy.com.au. Copyright Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy. Reproduction in whole or in part is prohibited without prior written consent from Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy. All rights reserved. Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy does not warrant that the information available in this magazine is accurate, complete or current. Opinions expressed are those of the respective authors and not necessarily those of Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy. Closing announcement. This concludes the recording of the Legacy Chatterbox, issue number 100 for December 2023 from Brisbane Water, New South Wales Legacy. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken based on this recording. nor for any error, omission, or incorrect pronunciation. This recording is copyright. No unauthorized copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted.